This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There being no shortage of scandals in Washington this week, we have the luxury of picking the one that we're going to cover. It's the IRS story, of course, the tax code as political plaything. By way of reminder, it goes a little bit like this. IRS officials admit to having given, shall we say, special attention to conservative groups seeking tax-exempt status under Section 501(c)(4) of the Internal Revenue Code. Attorney General Eric Holder, who's got problems of his own to deal with, but that's a whole different scandal, said today he's going to launch the FBI on a criminal investigation in this case. Ellen April is a professor of law at Loyola Law School. She used to work on exempt organizations, as 501(c)(4)s are known, in the Treasury Department. Ellen, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
This is one of those stories which is abstract. It's tricky to get your arms around. It's theoretical in a way. Can you give me an example of how a 501(c)(4) might present itself to the IRS, and then what happens in that decision-making process?
Well, the 501(c)(4) would fill out this application exemption form.
Yeah.
They would talk about what kind of education they might want to do, what issues they might have national ads on, and the IRS would look at all of those things to determine whether the organization is primarily engaged in activities that better the community as a whole rather than being for or against particular political candidates.
And is there a checklist that this IRS person would go down and go, okay, yep, that's good, that's good. Oh, no, wait a minute, that one's no good. We need some follow-up.
There's a fair amount of detail in the Internal Revenue Manual as to what they should and shouldn't do. I haven't actually called up, but I could.
I'd be afraid to get into the IRS manual on 501(c)(4) review. That's just me. How did we get to the point where what we all want is an apolitical IRS making these really, really fraught and controversial political decisions? How did this happen?
It happened because Congress has put the whole category of political organization into the tax code in a way trying to have the tax code carry the burden of campaign finance reform.
If the IRS finds, at whatever level, right, Washington or the district office in Cincinnati, as in this case, if they find primarily political activity in one of these 501(c)(4) applications, and they do a follow-up letter or two, and it still seems that way, they're supposed to just reject these folks for 501(c)(4) status, right?
And it happens quite often that organizations are denied exemption.
It doesn't happen all that often, right? I mean, there were, 2,500 applications last year and 8 were rejected.
Okay, so it happens. But very often, Kai, organizations will get enough feedback from the IRS to say, oh, we're not going to get exemption, and they withdraw the application. So knowing the number of denials doesn't quite give us the whole picture.
Do you think now at the end of the day, the IRS, having been through this whole experience, as unpleasant as it must be, will just shy away from making the hard calls on 501(c)(4)s and they'll become more useful in political circles?
I think that's a real possibility.
Ellen April is a professor of law at Loyola Law School. She's done a whole lot of work in exempt organizations like these. Ellen, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you so much, Guy.